Well, I had never seen one. She says, you know what that is? I said, no. And I said, it's a cup, as far as I'm concerned. She says, that's your granddaddy's drought coffee cup, mustache cup. I said, well, I want that. No, she says, you can't have it. I said, yeah, I'm entitled to that just the same as anybody else. I said, I want it. No, she didn't give it to me. So I set it up and stowed around there a little while and went back and got it. Took it to my car. Well, way along down to evening, we were sitting around there, and she said, now I'll tell you. Said, if you want that cup, go get it. Said, I just think you'd have it anyway. I said, well, all right, I've done got it.
My mother used to get out on the porch when we'd be in the field, blow this thing, and we'd come to dinner.
Dad and old mule would answer that, too.
Old gray mule.
And mother. Now, it's over a half mile from the house to the back side of our field. Mother'd get out there on the front porch and holler. We could hear. She'd call dinner, you know.
There'd been three guys wanting to buy that.
When you're out working in the field, say chopping cotton in the summer, would they ever bring water out
to you? Oh, yeah.
You know what?
Well, a bucket. Sometimes it had a lid on it, and sometimes it didn't.
You ever seen them little stone jugs? Mm-hmm. Might have a wet on top of
them. Yeah. Well, some of them, I've seen them with cobs in them, but some of them had a cork.
Cork?
Mm-hmm. Just a cork.
We had one, but somebody stole it.
But, yeah. Why, I've carried water over at home, and the other kids did. And we'd go down in the cotton middle with a bucket in each hand. Well, them hands, it was a picking, you know. Well, they just, everybody drank out of the same bucket. It might have a bunch of grasshoppers in it, but if they didn't want water, they'd drink anyway.
Grasshoppers and dirt and everything.
Yeah.
Cotton leaves.
Cotton leaves and army worms. That's the worm you know it eats cotton leaves. Yeah. People talk about being dirty and all this stuff now. Well, it may be a little dirty, but you know, things like that ain't as dirty as these scientists is trying to blow up. Ain't nothing, a lot of that.
As what? Not as dirty as who's trying to be?
These scientist people, you know. This smoke, well, they call it pollution. Water pollution, stuff like that. Well, I've laid down right over there. I think the pond's still over there. No stock pond. Be out of squirrel hunting. That's all there was in that country back there then. I laid down there and drank water out of it. Drink water out of these running streams?
Well, they used to claim if water went over 30 foot of gravel,
it was
purified again.
And we've carried a lot of water from Strawberry and drank in the wintertime and in the summertime. We had a cistern just like that. We'd haul it and pour it in the cistern. Well, it'd stay cool in that cistern, you know, and then draw her out.
Well, this is pretty land, and y'all ain't had much problem with people polluting it, but down there around in that Delta part of the state, and folks got all sorts of problems.
Now, there's